Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, growing coronavirus concerns here in New York and across the nation today. The latest numbers show the state's most recent daily positivity rate was just over 1%, with seven additional deaths yesterday. Virus hotspots are seeing a positivity testing rate of over 3%, though that number seems to be remaining flat at this point. As scientists worldwide continue to scramble for a vaccine, one that works and is safe, Governor Cuomo has announced the state's vaccination plan, which outlines who would be getting it first. For more, we go live now to Midtown and 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern. Roger.
Donna, Governor Cuomo says those most vulnerable to COVID have the first shot at getting the shot.
Prioritization would be based on risk, and essential workers would have a priority.
And a state task force would verify that the virus is safe. But the governor says they can't plan fully without key information from the Trump administration.
Are you going to allocate it by infection rate? Are you going to allocate it by number of cases of COVID? Are you going to allocate it by population?
Cuomo chairs the National Governors Association, which sent 36 questions to the White House. But given what's happened before, Governor Cuomo says he doesn't have a high level of confidence he'll get the answers he needs. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live outside the governor's office on the east side.
And Roger, in New Jersey, the state reporting another 1,200 positive coronavirus cases. Its second highest total since late May, and a test positivity rate of over 10% over a rolling seven-day average. Hospitalizations have ticked up as well, according to Governor Murphy. Well, if you ate out in the city over the weekend, you might have spotted an extra charge on your bill, and we don't mean a tip. Restaurants and bars in the five boroughs were allowed to begin charging customers a COVID-19 recovery charge of up to 10% for dine-in only in inside or outside. That fee must be clearly displayed on menus. The city council approved the surcharge after it was introduced by Staten Island Councilman Joseph Borelli. He says city restaurants need the extra revenue to keep their doors open after the pandemic delivered a serious financial setback. One restaurant owner, though, telling NBC4 that the fee might not end up helping that much.
They're not taking the alcohol. They're not taking their dessert. They're just going to take the basics and go home and have all that.
The COVID-19 recovery charge will expire 90 days after restaurant capacity limits end, though that's not expected to happen anytime soon. Teachers at the Hunter College campus schools on the Upper East Side apparently will be on the job this morning, but there's no telling for how long. Their union claims pandemic precautions are not up to snuff at the complex, which includes a publicly funded elementary and high school run by Hunter College and its teaching program. The union president said Sunday that they're concerned about insufficient PPE and testing. If the situation isn't addressed, they may have to resort to a strike authorization vote taken in September, they say. In a statement to the New York Post, school officials say they have taken steps like hand sanitizer stations throughout the buildings, daily mandatory health screenings, rearranged furniture, and mandatory face coverings, as well as air filters in classrooms. There were reportedly four cases of the coronavirus in two kindergarten classes within the first 2.5 weeks of school this year. Well, it was stalled by the pandemic and a lawsuit, but New York's plastic bag ban kicks in again today. For more on that story, let's go to Midtown, where our Samantha Liebman joins us with this live report. Samantha?
Yes, and Donna, it was supposed to start March 1st, but today it finally does. And James from Tudor City is all for it, even the 5 cents you'll have to shell out for a paper bag if you forget your reusable one.
If it helps the environment and it costs you a couple of cents once in a while when you forget, that's not terrible, is it?
Now, Avi Kaner of Morton Williams Supermarket says they'll offer three options. Customers can bring their own bags, purchase a reusable one, or buy their leftover plastic ones.
And the third option will be to purchase bulk plastic single-use bags that we have left over at $25 for a dollar.
Now, there are exceptions, bags for deli meats, takeout, produce, and dry cleaning. And people on food stamps or in the WIC program don't have to pay the paper bag fee. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds, live in Midtown.
A young man is now in stable condition after being shot on a subway platform in Chelsea last night. It happened around 6 p.m., police say. The 24-year-old man was waiting for a northbound train at the 123 station at 14th Street and 7th Avenue when a bullet grazed him in the neck. He was able to walk himself to the Lenox Health Center nearby for help. The station was crowded at the time. Writers like Mariah Mitchell tell ABC 7 they are shocked.
I'm still blown away. Like, I'm totally shocked by that, especially in this area.
And no, so far, no arrests in that incident.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.